Blog Talk Radio.
In town, stomping around in my old stomping ground. Too much time away, I'm back to stay, but I ain't settling down. Tonight we'll burn it down, let's tear the roof off of this place. Tell everyone you know, they'll see a lot more of my on the road, doing it everybody's way, but my own. Good to be home, been gone way too long. Sticking to my guns, making a good run, taking the right track. Hey y'all, it's good to be back, yeah. Welcome everyone, I've just begun the second half of the show. Was a pretty boy, it taught me some things I didn't know. Oh, yeah. I swear that I'm not through, too much to do before the end. And the best place to get started is right here with all of my friends. It's good to be here, long time no see here. But I had to give it a go, keep it on the road, doing it everybody's way but my own. Good run, taking the right track. Hey y'all, it's good to be back, yeah.
My name is Psychic Medium Michael, and I am the host of this program. If you would like to call in, you can do so, 347-327-9316. That is 347-327-9316 is a call-in number. Not a whole bunch of people are on my switchboard yet. That might change here in a little bit, but we just will go forward, all right? A lot of people don't know I'm on right now, so, all right, surprise. Just got out of the hospital, actually, today. Been in there dealing with some stuff. Like I said, we'll be talking about things that Spirit directs us, okay? Talking about Spirit, let's go ahead and open the program with prayer, and then we'll go from there, okay? Father, Mother, God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for helping me and working with me and putting me back on the right track. And Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for that. Right now, I pray for this program that you would continue to lead and direct me in all areas where this program is concerned, because this is not mine. This is yours. I'm just a messenger. And Brother, Mother, God, I know that, and I appreciate the gifts that are inside of me. Right now, I pray for the listeners. of this program, I pray that today that they would get what they need. Because you've already gave me what I need. So help them today. Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for your presence in their lives. And right now, if anybody is feeling a little down, lift them up. Turn that frown back up to a smile. And we just thank you for that. From the top of their head to the soles of their feet, I pray that you would just bless the socks off of them today. Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for life. A lot of times we take things for granted. And I just don't want to do that anymore. I want to take every second like it's my last. Because we never know when that moment is. And I want to just treat people nice. And I just want to show love. And I just want to be what you want me to be. And that's what I pray for the people that are listening to my voice right now. Let us appreciate every moment. Because we take so much for granted. We just take so much for granted. And I just pray that you would just help us not do that so much. Let us go right now into this moment. Not worry about an hour ago. Don't worry about an hour ahead. But let us be in this moment with you. And you with us. And we say namaste. And we say amen. All right, I'm going to kick my shoes off. We're going to go ahead and do a grounding exercise. That's why I'm kicking my shoes off. If you would like to, you can do this with me. I want you to put your feet flat on the floor, if possible. And I want us just to let go of all of our stuff. You know, just clear your minds. How you do that is close your eyes, please. Let's close our eyes. And let's just let go. You know, let go of all of those little voices that talk to us in our little heads. And just go into center. Just go into spirit. Because the one thing I learned over the last couple weeks here is, you know, spirit is so important to us. So important in my life. And I just, man, I don't have the words to describe that. But I want you to, right now, I want you to imagine that you're a tree. Let's imagine ourselves as a tree. And let's root and ground ourselves in Mother Earth. See those roots go deep down into the soil. And just feel that love that the universe has for us. You know, the one thing that we forget sometimes is how much we are loved by spirit. You know, maybe you've never ever heard those words, I love you. And maybe you have problems even trusting that word, I love you. Maybe in the past you've been hurt by somebody that says, hey, you know what, I love you. I'm always going to be there for you. They try. You know, what we got to realize and what I've realized is that everybody is human. We're part of human. We're spiritual beings. But we are a lot human. What we're trying to let go of is that human part of us. Trying to get that junk stuff out of us and going into spirit. That's what we're trying to do. So you see yourself grounded now? See those roots deep down in Mother Earth? Awesome. You guys are great. Now I want us to see ourselves in a bubble, a white light, the white light of protection. We want to white light ourselves. So I always imagine myself as the yolk of an egg. I know it's funny, but that's how I do it. You can do it whatever way works for you. Everything that I do might not work for you. So just white light yourself. All right, let's get into the program. We have some callers now. So I appreciate you calling in. I'm going to give you some direction before I take calls. I would ask you to keep one question per caller, okay? One question per caller. I expect in a few minutes that switchboard to fill up. So one question per caller, I would appreciate it. Also, when I say hello to you, what I need from you is just your first name, okay? Just your first name and the question that you are going to ask me, of course, okay? All right, let's go ahead. 909, you're on air with me. Hi.
Hi. I'm glad glad that you're doing better. That's great. This is Carol. And
Hi,
just a general reading. I had just a really quick, great aha moment today. I realized as long as I choose to be a victim, I'm never going to win. And so I decided
yeah.
just to spread love. Just so much love flow through. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's really easy to get into that victim mentality. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It just sucks us in there. And sometimes we don't even realize we're sucked in there. You know?
I know.
Yeah. You know, and there unfortunately there are energy vampires, you know, that just want to suck the life out of us. You know, I don't think they do it on purpose. I really don't, you know, I would hate to think that they're doing it on purpose. But, you know, there's just some of those out there. There is a turnaround for you. I keep seeing my spirit guide, Stephen, he's showing me this circle, and he's saying that you're getting ready to turn a corner here on your spirituality and your growth spiritually. It looks like I'm going to say by tomorrow, you're going to feel a difference. You're going to feel a shift here. Because you're going to get rewarded for today. You know, taking that higher road. And sometimes that, you know, taking that higher road is hard. You know, like I said earlier, we're human. You know, we have human emotions. We have, you know, those things that just go bam and hit us right in the face at times. But you're doing pretty good. Now, are you in a relationship or looking for a relationship? Why do I see somebody around you?
Yes. I'm in a relationship. We're working towards a relationship, yes.
Okay, because I feel like you're going to see a lot of progress in that as you go out of this month. I see a lot of progress as you go into October as that goes. And also, I think I've talked to you before. I keep seeing you moving. I keep seeing a relocation for you. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, so those are all the things I keep seeing. Are you planning a trip in the next couple of weeks? Because I see bags packed. Or are you thinking about that?
No, I mean, I'm just going to visit my sister who lives about 20 minutes away. But as far as a trip where I'm going for a couple of days, no. But it sounds good.
Yeah, I feel like that something's going to pop here. You know, somebody's either going to invite you to something or because I feel like you're going to be gone for like a weekend. I don't think it's this weekend, but maybe in the next weekend.
Okay.
It's just like an overnight stay, maybe Saturday. You know, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But yeah, I keep seeing that for you. So,
Wonderful.
I appreciate you calling in and hopefully that helps.
Thank you. It does. Thank you. That was a wonderful reading and you have a great day, Michael.
You too.
Take care.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah. Hey, it's good to be back. Man, you know, I was, like I said, I just got out of hospital. And I want to talk about something right now as we, you know, go into the program. You guys are like family to me. You know, even though I wasn't on air, that doesn't mean that I wasn't thinking about you. That doesn't mean that, you know, you guys didn't pop into my head every once in a while. And you guys got me through a really rough spot. You know, I think a lot of times, you know, we say, well, you know, I think a lot of people try to put on this, man, I got it all together and everything's wonderful and, you know, that kind of stuff. And that's good. You know, a lot of times it says, you know, fake it till you make it, you know, that kind of thing, you know. So, you know, I guess in a lot of ways it's visualizing, you know, and that's the thing you got to do. That's what I'm doing right now. I'm visualizing myself better and better and better and better every single moment, every single second. You know, I'm not worried about tomorrow. And that's what happened. I kept worrying about up ahead. Or stuck in the past. What we got to do, my friends, is we got to get in the moment. And if we can get into the moment, if we can get into right now, and we can, we have the ability to do so. But a lot of times, we're either beating ourselves up with the past, which nothing we can do about it, right? There's nothing we can do about the past. It's gone. It's done. It's over. At least that's what people tell us. You know, they tell us, just get over it. Well, that's easier said than done, you know, a lot of times. You know, I'm not going to tell you to do that. I'm just going to tell you to do the best you can, okay? That's what we got to do. That's what I'm doing today, the best I can. And once we just realize that's all that Spirit really requires of us, to do the best we can, Do you know that Spirit doesn't put anything on you? Doesn't want you to perform. Doesn't want you to be fake. Wants you to be real. And if real means that maybe today you're having a bad day, then that's your real. Okay? That's your real. And that's one thing that in the last couple of weeks, I've just had a lot of times to think. And one thing that I realize is all that I can be is real. And if people like me, that's great. If people doesn't like me, that's okay too. Because all I can be is real. I can't change anything about the past. And I can't really worry about the future. All I have is right now. The one thing that Stephen talked to me yesterday about was being in the now. How do you do that? That's a good question. I don't have a good answer right now. But the one thing that I will tell you is once we find that, once we can get into that place of just being, just clearing our minds and just saying, hey, you know what? I don't know what's going to happen next in my life, but I know that you're in charge. And that's what I talk to Spirit about. You know, say, hey, you're in charge. You know what's going on. So, all right, let's take some more calls here. If you would like to be a part of the program, it is 347-327-9316. Rose, it's nice to see you. I'm waving. You can't see me, of course, but maybe. I don't know. You might be able to see me. Rose is awesome, guys, and she really helps me out. And, you know, one thing that got me through is love. I'm going to talk a little bit here about what happened as we go on. Because one thing that I've always done on this show is I've been real. And that's all that I ever will be here is real. Because I think being real is what you're looking for. You don't want somebody pretending that they got it all together and that life is wonderful. Life is wonderful, but you know what I mean. You want somebody that is down to earth and just, hey, real. Just lays it out. You know, says, hey, this is what's going on. So, but you know, the one thing I learned in the last couple of weeks is love does get us through. Because there were some rough patches. And I'm not 100% yet. There's going to be things that I have to still work on and deal with and face and just clear out. And this is a time that Spirit's doing that in our lives. This is like clean-up time. It's like, you know, going through your closet and throwing away those stinky old shoes that you've been keeping forever and ever and never going to wear again. We got to get those stinky shoes out of there. So maybe you got some stinky shoes that you need to get rid of. Something to think about. 217, could you say your name for me, please? Hi.
Hi.
Could you say that again, please? I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Zia.
Okay, Zia. Okay, that's what I thought. I just wanted to be sure. How can I help you today?
Well, first of all, I want to say I'm glad you're better. I pulled a fortune for you while you were talking, and it was exactly what you were saying. The first step to better times is to imagine them. So,
right.
And the second one, you enjoy giving of yourself, and it will be paid back tenfold. So I thought that was really nice. So I just wanted to do that for you, because, you know, and you've been
thank you.
Probably
my, I appreciate
well,
that.
In the hospital. You're welcome.
Yeah, well, it's gonna make me cry. So stop it.
I
just
want to make you feel better, you know.
Yeah. Hey, you know,
I appreciate what you do.
Yeah, there's good tears. You know, a lot of times we think that it's not okay to cry, but sometimes it's good to cry good tears. And it's good
to
cry any tears.
Get those hormones out.
Yep.
That's right.
How can I help you?
Former caller, I just kind of have a lot of general reading. I've been single for a long time, but I've been really pouring myself into my work that I do for my spirit at home after my job that pays the bills. So anything
right.
that spirit has to tell me, I would be happy to listen.
Okay. I keep seeing a lot of money coming your way. Your finances are going to get a lot better. The Spirit's telling me that you've been struggling. You know, it's like you keep it feels like you get a little bit of head, and then something happens that sucks mm-hmm. some money out. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. Because it's like you feel like you're going to get on top of things, and then all of a sudden something happens where it takes more of that money than you thought.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, those days are over.
Okay.
Okay. You know, those days of you struggling and barely getting by, that's not how Spirit wants us anyhow. Spirit wants us to prosper in every area of our life. That's including finances. And
mm-hmm.
and so Spirit wants you to have whatever you need. And so just keep manifesting that. I do see, you know, that change coming about mid-October. It looks like mid-October. As far as love goes, I would say towards the end of the year, somebody's popping in here. And then as you go into next year, of course, that will build and build and build. Now, is that relationship long-term? I don't know that right now. I mean, I can't see
mm-hmm.
that right now. But
okay.
I do feel like it's going to be a good relationship for you. I feel like that you will learn a lot of stuff about yourself. And this has been a healing time for you. I feel like that this has been a healing time, just you focusing on you. Because I feel
mm-hmm.
like that the last relationship that you were in was very difficult at times. Does that
yes.
make sense to you? Okay.
It was very difficult.
And they didn't appreciate you. They actually put you down a lot. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. All right.
Sure
yeah.
does.
Yeah, they were just sucking the very life out of you. Glad that you got out of that. That's an awesome thing that you realized that and saw that. As far as your – do you have a business or thinking about a business of your own?
Yes. So far I'm building up what I do without – I'm taking a few clients in quietly
okay.
from the back door.
Okay.
But like I said, I work a 40-hour week, so it's a little difficult for me. But, yes, I am starting a business and working on it for about 2.5 years to so just kind of get the groundwork ready.
Yeah, and that's going to actually that's actually going to work out more for you towards next year. It looks like at the beginning of next
okay.
year you're going to have a lot of movement. So just keep moving forward, okay?
All right. Well, I'm glad to hear it because I'm working in a spiritual field, so I'm glad to hear that it's going well. So
thank you so much. Right now for everybody spiritually, you know, people that read and stuff, I feel like we've just been in a really slow period right now. Because
mm-hmm.
I've watched a lot of other reader sites and stuff, and I feel like everybody's struggling right now. But I do feel like that will change for you as you go into next year, okay?
All right. Well, thank you so much, Michael. And I do wish and hope and pray for your improvement, your health improvement.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you so
All
much.
Right, bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. All right. Let's go ahead and put on a song because I need to let my dog out. So we're going to go to a song. And this song means a lot to me. I'll explain here in a minute. Right after this song. So don't go anywhere. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. We are about to take off because I just felt an energy surge. So don't go anywhere. Spirit's about to do something. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
I believe I can just die. Yolanda, won't you sing the song?
See, I was on the verge of breaking down. Sometimes the silence can seem so loud. There are miracles in life I must achieve, yeah. But first it's got to start.
I can fly. I believe that I can soar. I see before me an open door. Those are awesome words. Those are awesome things to obtain in our lives. I want to tell you, I'm going to have to be quiet for just a second. There's a channeled message that I need to deliver. I've had it for a little bit, and so I'm going to deliver that here shortly. It is not from Stephen. But I will be delivering a message, a channel message, as soon as I'm quiet, which is right now. So the next thing you're going to hear will be a channel message. We come to you today to let you know that you are more than what you think you are. We come to you right now to let you know that you can fly, that you can accomplish all that you've ever wanted to accomplish, but you are limiting yourselves by your human thinking. You are holding us back from blessing you more abundantly than we've ever wanted to bless. We are not getting on to you today, but we are telling you that it is time for you to let go of that human part and to come inside you. Come deep inside. Come into center where we abide. For we are a part of you and you are a part of us. But we understand that you are in a world that pounds you day in and day out. But it is time for you to realize that you are bigger than any problem that you will ever face. You are bigger than anything that could come against you. Why worry about those things that you have no control over? Why fret about those little things? For there are bigger things ahead for you, a lot of things ahead of you. But you are held back by you. We, again, do not judge you. We do not hold any of those things against you. We are just letting you know that it is you that are holding you back, not us. For we have so much ahead for you, blessing upon blessing we want to give you. But we tell you today is your day to step out of the dark and into the light. What we mean by that is a lot of you need to step out. And that's what you have to do. We cannot force you to go forward. That is not our job. But we show you many great things ahead. But you hold us back by saying, I don't deserve it, or it will never happen. Do not use those words anymore. Say it is going to happen, that I do deserve it, because you do. Michael, we speak directly to you at this moment to let you know that we love you, that we are with you. Sometimes you question this, and we understand that. But the time of questioning, Michael, is over. You are stepping in to a new place, a place that we have always wanted you to go into. And that is for everyone listening. We want you to step into that place, into your destiny, into many, many great things. Now we speak to all. It is your time as well. It is your time to embrace us. Stop pushing us away. Embrace us. Reach out for us. For that is what we are waiting for. That is what we desire and what we want. We want to have a relationship with you that is thicker than anything, that will hold in those storms of your life. That is the relationship that we want with you. But you have to want it as well. You have to desire it like nothing that you've ever desired before. So reach out to us, for we are waiting to hear from you. We are standing by, just waiting for you to ask for our help, waiting for you to say, please help. No longer should you be in the dark, but it is time. It is time for you to embrace each other. No more division. Why do you fight one another? We wonder this. We question this. For you are a whole. You are one. And if one of you are not working with the other, then you are not going to move forward. Because it is gear after gear that you have to go through. We thank you for listening. And we are the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, and the end. We leave you at this moment. I don't have words at this moment. The one thing I want you to do is I want you to close your eyes, please. I want you to just close your eyes. As a song, I Believe I Can Fly, was playing, I'm going to walk us through a meditation here. And I want you to see yourself on the edge of a cliff right now. Some of you might even feel like that right now. Feel like that, you know, you're about to fall off and that there's nothing there. So what I want you to do is I want you to step back from the ledge a little bit. And I want you to run. And what I want you to see is underneath you. I want you to see all your troubles, all those things that you've worried about, all of the past, all that junk. And I want you to fly over it. I want you to soar. I want you to just imagine yourself flying. So step back. Get ready. Run towards the edge. Hold out your arms. And I actually want you to hold out your arms right now. And I want you to see yourself flying. I want you to feel that. I want you to feel you soaring above everything. Because that's what Spirit wants for us. That's what Spirit desires for us. Wants us to fly above everything. We just limit ourselves so much. The Spirit just wants to bless us so abundantly and more than anything that we could imagine. So can you feel that? I want you to just look over and see the birds flying with you. Maybe look over and see somebody else flying beside you. Because the one thing that we need to do more than ever right now, my friends, is unite. The one thing that Spirit in the last couple of weeks have been talking to me about is that we are too divided. There is no room for jealousy in spirituality. There's no room for it. We shouldn't be jealous of one another. We should be working with one another because we should all be working for the same goal, and that is to fly and to reach higher than we've ever reached before. We got to stop this competition thing that a lot of times we get into. Competition has its place in sports, but no place else. Because you and I are one. And once we realize that, if we could get that into our heads, then we're not going to be mouthing off to one another. We're not going to be being mean to one another because what I do to you hurts me. And once we really realize that, once we can get that into our heads, then we're going to see something that we've never seen before. We can fly. You can open your eyes if you want. All right, let's go ahead and take some more calls. Michelle, I appreciate your patience. You're on air with me. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, hey, how can I help you?
I've been enjoying the show.
Well, thank you.
My
how can
question
I help?
Is I wanted to see if you're able to see maybe within the next 2 to 5 years if I'm going to meet the actual one for me and if we're going to have children.
Okay, we'll try, okay? So, could you say your first name out loud again for me, please?
Sure, it's Michelle.
Michelle, okay, thank you. I'm going to be quiet for just a second, okay? Now, has it been a while between relationships here?
No, actually, I happen to be married now, but I'm going to be divorced. And so I had my natal chart done, and I know that children are, like, supposed to be in it. So I know it would have to be someone else.
There's definitely some children popping in here. Hold on for a minute. Okay. I think you know what I'm seeing. Okay, this is what I'm going to go with. Okay, it took me a minute to get this. What I'm going to go out here on a limb, I'm going to say that you're going to meet a guy in February of next year. I feel like around that. Okay, timelines are a little tricky, so you know don't hold me to this. Okay, because timelines are very tricky. Any psychic will tell you that. Because anything can change that. But right now, I would see somebody popping in about February, and I do see a committed relationship here. I see kids for you by 2015, and it looks like there's two kids.
Okay.
Yeah. So
yeah, you're spot on.
Okay, because I see about 2015, and there's two kids. I don't know if they're twins, but they're really close together. I'm gonna say they're twins, but I could be off on
that's
that
what
bit,
I
okay?
wanted was twins.
Yeah, because I'm
that's
seeing
what
them
I
together.
Wanted.
Yeah, I'm seeing them together.
Okay.
So they're either twins or they're gonna be Bam Bam. But because they are like united together, so I'm gonna say twins because they keep using the word united and together. So I'm gonna say they're twins.
Okay.
And what I'm also going to say is a boy and a girl.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
that sounds great.
Yeah. So you're going to get both. So at the same time. So, hey, and, you know, this is what everybody wants. And, you know, I'm sorry your relationship didn't work out, but, you know, everything happens for a reason. But definitely a better guy coming along here. And you're going to be happy. Definitely see kids for 2015. That's about all I can see at the moment. So, all right.
Thank you so much. You have a wonderful weekend.
You too. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Awesome energy. I like that. All right. Let's go to 724. Can you say your name, please? Hi.
Hi, Michael. My name is Missy.
Hi, Missy. How can I help you today?
Yes. I just wanted to know if you can tell me what... it's coming up in the future for me and Casey.
Okay. I'll do that here in a minute, but I got a spirit that I think is trying to come through. Do you have a grandfather on your mother's side? On the other side?
I do.
Okay. As soon as you said your name, I'm going to tell you what happened. As soon as you said your name, and I don't know if you know some of this information, please only answer yes or no when I'm asking you questions right now, okay? Please.
Sure.
But I saw an older gentleman, and he was sitting by like a bank, like fishing or something. Would that make any sense to you? Somebody that likes fishing.
It's a possibility. I'm trying to remember.
Yeah, it might have been a
possibility.
While. Yeah, okay. I would just keep that in the back of your head. We're just going to go with that because I'm feeling energy that would confirm that for me. Okay. So just keep that in the back of your head. I think that there's a picture. He's making a reference to a picture.
Okay.
And so I would look through some pictures, and you're probably going to see him. He looks like he's like in like overalls or something like that, like suspenders maybe. Maybe not overalls, but maybe suspenders. Something like that. But he just wants you to know that you can get through whatever you're going through right now. I don't know what that is. Does that make any sense to you? Is there... a problem that you're dealing with?
Some things that happened over the last couple of years, so that could be.
Okay. Okay, yeah, because he's saying something about the family, like that there's been some distance with family, maybe not with you, but with other members. Does that make any sense to you? Like, okay. There's like a struggle, like, over something, maybe even with some of the stuff, you know, with his estate or something like that. I don't know. But he's making a reference to that. Does that make any sense to you? Because I keep seeing this.
You know, it could be.
Okay, it's like
I'm wondering if you're thinking about my dad, or
yeah, I could have you know me off on who I have with me, but
okay.
they're saying fighting over property or something like that. Does that make any sense to you?
Actually, when it comes, it does, and this could yes, it does make sense.
Okay,
yep.
Okay, because they're doing that. Now, let's get back to your question, okay?
Okay, thank you for that. Thank you.
No problem. Now, it was Casey, right, that you're thinking about?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. Let me tap in here.
Sure.
Okay. You guys don't communicate well? Is that
true? We haven't talked in a little bit, so...
Okay, because there's no communication. There's a very not about what's really going on in the relationship. Does that make sense?
Right,
it's like,
right.
It's like I feel like he's avoiding this. He's avoiding you at times. Does that make sense to you? Because I just feel
yes.
Okay. Okay, like he's putting like a distance between you and him.
Right.
And you're suspecting that there's other things going on. Does that make sense? Do you question his loyalty?
I'm wondering where, you know, I haven't spoken with him, and it's not like anything bad.
Yeah,
I
will tell you that there's not anybody else. I feel like that his head is someplace else. I feel like that there's either something personally going on with his family that's distracted him. Okay, I feel like that he loves you. He cares about you. I will tell you that. I will tell you that I don't see any cheating. That's the first thing that I look at in relationship questions. I don't know. That's just the first thing that pops up usually. But I don't see that, okay? I just feel like that there's just something going on with him he doesn't know how to talk about. Guys, we have a really hard time, tapping into our emotions. I'm a little better than that than some. But I just feel like that there's just something that's eating at him right now. So I'd give him a little bit of break. I do feel like that the communication will change, and he'll start communicating better with you. Looks like about midweek next week. Looks like about Wednesday. You should hear from him. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Does that help?
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right. You have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too.
All right. Let's keep moving here. Okay, hold on. Okay. 520. Okay, we're going to take your call. Hold on. Okay, there we go. Hi.
Hi, I'm Christina, and I was wondering if there's any messages that I need to know.
Okay. The one thing that was happening right before I clicked on you, my heart started pounding really hard. Was there anybody in your family on your dad's side? Anybody pass from a massive heart attack just suddenly? Anything like that? Do you know?
No, but I am going through a little bit of trauma with my son, and my heart was beating really fast.
Okay, yeah, and this could be what I'm picking up, because I'm going to describe to you what I'm feeling right now, okay? And this could be you. This could be, because it just felt like my chest got really tight, and it feels like that my heart is like breaking or just really troubled. Does that make sense to you? Okay.
Yes,
and I feel like tears, like you've cried a lot over this situation. Does that make sense to you?
Yes. Can I just tell you, I'm having a difficult situation with my son. He's into alcohol and drugs. He has a court date coming on, and I'm wondering if this is going to help him, or I don't know what I can do.
Yeah, right. I understand. I'm really sorry that you're going through this. I'm not. You know, it is hard. I've been around people that has had that problem, and it's hard to shake that. You know, it's once that grabs hold of you, it's just hard. As far as this court date goes, I do feel like that this will help your son. I feel like that he will turn his life around. I will tell you, unfortunately, I do see a possibility that there might be some time for him. Where he might have to go to jail for a minute. That's iffy, okay? I would tell you that's really iffy, okay? Because court things like this, you know, there's so many variables. There's so many people involved in this. But I do feel like that this will save his life, because I feel like that without this, you know, there could have been some serious problems up the road for him. So, you know, we got to look at, okay, what is best? You know what I'm saying? And sometimes for our higher good, sometimes it's good for us to go into timeout for a little bit. It's time for spirit to put us someplace where we can think, where we can analyze stuff and turn our lives around. I will also tell you that your son loves you. He might not always show that, but he does love you, okay? But he just doesn't know how to express that as much. But, you know, hopefully that answers your question, but there's a possibility right now, to be honest with you, that I do feel like that there might be some jail time here, but nothing really serious.
Well, I'm okay with that. That I'm okay with. I'm just hoping and praying with all my might and every molecule in my body that he comes around to wanting to help, because he's at the age where I can't make him get help.
Right, but, yeah.
When I go to court, would it be in my best interest to address the judge
yeah.
to say that he does need help? Or
yeah,
would make the
yeah. And my advice would be to him and to his attorney would be, you know, maybe look at a treatment program thing because that would help. Because he does need help, you know, because the one thing that Spirit has done here has put a stop sign in his path, actually has saved his life. And so what that means is he has a place right now where he can turn his life around, you know. And I believe that he can do that, and I believe he will do that. So, yeah, that would be a good thing to mention. And, you know, just keep praying for him, and I will do the same. What do you mind if we have his first name, just his first name?
Paul.
Paul. You know what? I'm going to go ahead and pray for him right now. Is that okay with you?
Okay, God, thank you. Yes, it is.
It is.
Wonderful.
Right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Father, Mother, God, we just thank you for Paul. And Father, Mother, God, right now, he has some problems, and you know, he ran to these because he's running away from himself, and he doesn't know how to deal with stuff. And he thought that this was the answer, but this is not the answer. The drugs in his life, the things that he's been doing, those are not the answer. And I ask you, as he faces this court date, that you would intervene here and that you would help him come out of this and that he would turn his life around. Because I don't want to see him going down a rough road. I want him to turn his life around. And at this moment in time, I'm believing that he will. And we say namaste, and we stand on that. We say amen. Okay,
amen.
I believe the Spirit's intervening and going to work in your son's life. And keep us informed, okay?
Okay, and I just want to say thank you to God that he has people like you that are willing to share this for free. So thank you.
You're welcome. All right, you hang in there. Have a great weekend, okay?
Okay, you too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. You know, I don't know about you guys, but, you know, it's time for us to realize that we need each other. You know, we need one another. You know, the one thing in the last weeks, you know, a lot of you know that I deal with depression. A lot of you know that. That's not really a big secret. But the one thing I want you to know is that we need to talk about those kind of things. You know, we all have to have somebody that we can confide in, that we can share with. And the one thing that I want to say is that, you know, it's easy sometimes to help others and lose sight of ourselves. And the one thing that happened with me is that, you know, I just ran away from my own stuff. But I'm not running away from it anymore. I'm facing it head on. And that's what we have to do. Sometimes we just have to stop and we just have to say, okay, I need help. And we have to reach out for the people that Spirit has put in our planet that can help us. Because sometimes we can't help ourselves. That's what I say on this program sometimes. I direct you to other people. Because I just pick up stuff intuitively. You know, I just do that. And I love doing that. And I will continue doing that because that is a part of me. But the other part of me is you know, this depression that I fight and deal with. And that's what we have to realize. That's just a part of me. What I think happens here is sometimes we think our problems is a whole part of us. And that is not the case. It's just a part of us. And that's what we have to realize. It's just a part. It's not all of us. You know. I want to say, before I take some more calls here, I want to say thank you so much for your prayers during a really rough period of my life. And, you know, that's all I can say is thank you. And that's enough, I guess. And that I love you. All right. Rosemary, you're on air with me. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I am awesome. How are you?
Pretty good.
Good. How can I help?
If you can pick up, like, any friendship or or any jobs coming my way anytime soon or any calls coming in for it.
Okay. Okay, let me see here. Okay, what kind of work are you looking for?
IT.
Excuse me? I didn't hear you. What kind of work are you looking
IT.
For?
IT.
IT? Okay. Okay. Yeah, definitely see some stuff coming in. You should hear something next week. I'm going to go out on a limb. I would say next week. I'm seeing you working by October. So hopefully that's good news. So because I definitely see October. Because you've been struggling. But I would say mid-October here. I would say about the week of the 14th, whatever those dates are in that week, I definitely see you working. That could be sooner, but I'm definitely seeing you. I'm seeing you at work that week in October. So,
14.
Does that help? And did you ask about a relationship?
Yeah, if they're gonna contact me anytime soon.
Okay, is there somebody you're interested in right now? Because I feel like that you're waiting for a call from somebody.
Yes.
Okay. You should hear from them by, looks like to me, about, I was going to say Monday, Sunday.
By Sunday?
Yeah, you should.
Cool.
And when that happens, let me know. Because I love those confirmations, but I'm going to say Sunday. I definitely saw a person picking up the phone and calling you. So,
My time or their time?
Your time. They're going to call you and talk to you. But, yeah, there's somebody that really does care about you. They're not expressing that as you would wish, but they do care about you. Okay? You should hear by Sunday. Okay?
All right, cool. Thanks.
Okay, all right. Thank you for calling in. All right,
bye-bye. Bye.
All right, let's go to Holly. Rose, right after Holly, we're not going to take any more calls for a minute. Hi, Holly.
Hi, how are you?
I am good. How can I help you?
I was just wondering, just a message from Spirit.
Okay, it would really help me, Holly, if I had a direction right now.
Just wondering if my brother can come through, or how long do you see us staying in Alaska?
You're in Alaska?
Not yet.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, you're
probably
moving around.
March.
Okay, all right. You're in Alaska at least a year.
What, we're going to hate it? It's too cold?
I don't know. You can bundle up, I guess. I don't know. I just got a year. I don't know. It's an adventure. Just look at it this way. It's going to be an adventure. Now, that timeline could be, I could tell you, that timeline could be off, okay? In just the time that I've been talking to you, Holly, that went down to 6 months.
Really?
Just in the time that I was talking to you, that changed. So that's how fast things can change. And so I'm going to say 6 months at this point. But, you know, something changed while we were talking. But, you know, it's going to be an adventure, an awesome adventure. Yeah, it's cold. Yeah. But you'll adjust and you'll get used to it. Look at it as a great adventure. Because that's how your life is going to be from now on. You're going to be an adventurous person. You're going to explore and see things that you never thought you were ever going to see. And because you were in a relationship that was very stagnated, you know, just kept you almost like a prisoner at times. And so, so that's how you felt. You felt trapped.
Yeah.
Well, you don't have that anymore. Okay. Now you can fly. Now you can soar. Now you can be all that you've ever wanted to be. Sound like I'm doing an Army commercial. but be all you could be.
Sounds
but,
good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm too old for that, but that's good.
Yeah. But yeah, definitely about 6 months in Alaska. So, all right.
Okay. Thank
you. Yeah, it's going to be awesome. It's going to be fun. You're going to enjoy it. All right?
All righty.
You gotta send me postcards, so I'll have to send you an address because I want to see pictures. I've never been in Alaska, so.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
I definitely will.
All right. All right, Holly. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Yes, bye.
Okay. All right. Okay, we're going to open my phone lines. So I know I was going to close them, but Spirit just said open them. 347-327-9316. If you would like to talk to me, you can, because we are not going to be on air too much longer if we don't get some calls in. But, you know, I just wanted to get on air with you and let you know that everything's okay. And what we got to do is we got to look forward. And I want to talk about that for a minute. So, you know, how many of you spend a lot of your time looking at your past, looking at yesterday? Show of hands. How many? Okay, a whole bunch. All right. So what we need to do is I want you to try this. Okay? I want you to try walking forward and looking backwards. Okay? Because it's impossible. If you keep looking backwards, you're not going to be able to go forward without bumping into something. If you're always looking over your shoulder, it's going to be really hard for you to look forward. And that's what we got to do. I look forward to a great life ahead. I look forward to the many blessings that Spirit's going to bring into my path. I look forward to the financial blessing that Spirit's going to put in my path. I look forward to be healthy and whole in body and in mind. I look forward to that. I look forward to this radio program and to coming here and helping you being able to look forward. That's what we got to do. We got to keep looking forward. Forward thinking. Because if we don't have forward thinking, then we're not going to move forward. We got to see it, believe it, get it. That's what we got to do. You know, when I came home, I've been gone for a couple weeks from my house, and my dog Angel met me at the door. And it was that unconditional love. It was just like, bam, she jumped on me and was loving me. And that's what Spirit wants to do for you. Spirit wants to just love on you. Just to say, hey, I'm right here with you. I got you. It's really easy for us to get sidetracked. It's really easy for us to get off focus. All right? It's really easy for us to do that. But we just got to keep moving forward. Just got to keep on believing. Because the moment that we lose hope, and I want to talk about something. The moment that we lose hope, we go into a very dark place. 2 weeks ago, I had an event in Springfield, Missouri. And after the event, I don't know what exactly happened, and maybe I wasn't really being honest with myself about how I was feeling and stuff like that. And you know, how sometimes things can just pile up and build up, and sometimes you just get overwhelmed. Anybody ever felt like that? On September 8th, I lost hope. I don't know how it happened, but I did. I was smart enough to realize that I couldn't do it on my own. And I was brave enough to reach out and to say, I need help. It's okay to say, I need help. It's okay to realize that you can't fight the inner demons by yourself sometimes. Those voices that nag at you and those things from our yesterday that pulls on us. It's okay to realize that sometimes you need somebody else. And I want to say thanks to the people that were with me that said, hey, Michael, We love you enough to say you need some help. So I went into the hospital, and I've got some help. Are the voices still there, nagging? Yeah, they are. Am I going to continue to fight them and continue to move forward? Definitely. You know, there's a song that says, you know, those things that don't kill us make us stronger. I posted it on my Twitter account if you want to go listen to it. And that's true. Every situation in our life happens for a reason, happens for a purpose. Everything does. And I asked Spirit, you know, Spirit didn't pull away from me. I sort of pulled away from them for a minute, just for a second. But in these 2 weeks of my life, I've realized the most important thing of my life is Spirit. We got to listen more. We got to pay attention more. All right. Rose had her hand up earlier, and she doesn't know that I'm about to click on her, so here she is. Hi, Rose.
Hi. You know what? I was plugging in my phone, and I hit the thingy.
Hey.
Hello, Michael.
Yeah. Hey, it's okay. But, you know, it's... Spirit wants me to tell you something, though, okay? First of all, I want to say that I appreciate your prayers on a personal level. I want to say thank you publicly for those.
Aww.
But the other thing I want to say to you is that you're going to be working by the end of the month.
Oh, all right. I like that news. Thank you. I need to figure it out. I'm having a rough day today.
Yeah, I could tell. That's why Spirit said click on her. So... just a word of encouragement. You know, that job's going to open up next week. I feel like by the end of next week, you should have a job.
Awesome. Okay? Yeah, I needed to hear that. Thank you so
much.
Yeah,
hang in there. Spirit knows that you got a little frustrated today, and that's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay. Frustration's okay. Frustration's normal, considering, you know, because you got bills to pay. You got things going on. You know, you got to have some money.
Right.
You know, so... So, you know, the one thing I want to tell you, don't give up, okay? Because I definitely see work next week. You should have an interview. Looks like you have an interview on Tuesday, and then by Thursday they offer you a job. So,
wow. Awesome.
Yeah, I feel like there's going to be a phone interview. I feel like there's going to be a phone interview and then a person interview. So I feel like there's going to be two interviews for some reason. These both could be in person. But I feel like that, you know, one person is going to talk to you, and then they're going to call you in again, and another person is going to talk to you. So, definitely see a job opening up, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much, Michael.
You're welcome. All right. Let's go ahead and take some more calls. All right. Thanks, Rose. All right. Let's go ahead and talk to Ann. Hi, Ann.
Hi, Michael. I'm so glad to hear you back and that you're okay. I was concerned about you.
I appreciate it. Yeah, I'm back. Can't get rid of me that easy.
Well, I don't want to.
All right.
I've been going through something this last week, and I haven't been too well, and I went to an urgent care center today.
Okay.
And for someone who's never had high blood pressure ever, I'm having problems now with that, and I've got some other infection going on. And I'm just very distressed because there's a woman in my building who is harassing me, and that set me off yesterday.
Right.
And I'm very concerned about my financial situation, too. It's like everything is going crazy. People that were helping me don't have time anymore. They're frenzied themselves, and I'm just feel kind of like I'm on an island right now.
Right. Yeah,
I
totally understand that feeling.
I know you do, Michael.
Yeah, I totally understand that. Yeah, I totally understand that. That, you know, that it's you against the world kind of feel. I mean, that's where you are right now. Yeah, you feel like that you feel like you're in a big boxing ring with this big, huge thing just beating the daylights out of you. And
just the time when you need someone to be tolerant or patient or understanding, they're kind of going through something too, and they're freaking out.
Yeah, the whole world right now, and the whole world is going through a ringer right now.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, everybody has their own stuff. It's like bam, bam, bam. You know, it's like one thing after another, and that is overwhelming, and that's what's going on. You know, I believe that these people that you know, are around you, I really think they care about you, but they're so much right now, you know, stuck in their own cycle, their own stuff.
Yeah.
That, you know, if they really knew that you were feeling this way and you know, stuff like that, I feel like that they would be really hurt, you know, because I really feel like they care about you. They just got their own stuff going on right now. As far as your physical health, because one thing, I want to talk about that, okay?
Yeah.
Let's talk about your physical health.
That worried me the most.
Yeah, because when I started talking to you, I tapped into your energy, okay? When I tapped into your energy, I feel a lot of gray around you, okay? That just means that you're feeling physically sick right now, okay?
Right.
A lot of this is stress, which is understandable. You got bam, bam, bam. You know,
day in and day out. Yeah.
Yeah, day in and day out. And this has been going on for a while with you. You know, this has been, you know, but now it's intensified a little bit. You know, it's stepped up.
Yeah.
As far as your neighbor, I wouldn't worry about that. I'd just let that go. You know, she's got her own stuff going on, so I would just let that go and send her to Love and Light and just let Spirit deal with that. Okay.
Or move or get off my back.
I feel like that she will be leaving. That's why I said that she's not worth worrying about. She's not going to be there much longer. I feel like that she's going to move. Yeah.
She's still a second baby, so maybe she'll move out.
Yeah. But as far as your financial situation, again, I keep telling you this. I keep believing it. It is going to turn around. You know, I feel like that there's a move for you. And I think I mentioned this the last time I talked to you.
That worries me too, because I'm not up for a move. I'm not physically able to.
I'm not saying it's going to be tomorrow. I'm going to say that it's, you know, down the road a little bit. Because I feel like that Spirit wants you away, you know, from where you are. And I feel like that they're going to open something up for you. So be open to that, okay? I know that you love being where you are, but also be open for a change here, okay?
As long as I can take the animals, I have to take my cat. I have 13 baby chicks outside on my patio, and that's the only thing keeping me sane right now.
Right, yeah. That's a lot of chicks. Okay, but yeah. But, you know, as far as your health goes, I do see an improvement as you go into October here. And I feel like that they are going to get to the root of this. But a lot of this is stress-related, I feel. Some of it is definitely physical. But you're working with doctors and stuff to get better. So I would continue on that path, okay?
You think they'll finally get it resolved?
Yeah, I feel like that by the end of October, you should have a resolution on your health issues, okay?
That would be my most important. But right now, I got about $10 to my name till next month, so I'm really worried.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, I understand that. I can relate to that as well. I want to
contribute to so many things, and I cannot, you know.
Right. Yeah.
So, and now they're talking cutting food stamps and all these benefits for people, and it's like, oh my God, I don't want to hear anymore.
Yeah. The one thing I'll tell you, Ian, don't listen to that stuff, okay? Because all that's going to do is create this fear that you have and just make you worry. Then worry and fear are going to contribute to your health issues, and then you're just going to stay stuck in a cycle. So my advice to you is turn off your TV. Don't listen to
radio and everything.
Yeah, because all that stuff is all politics and I call it kindergarten stuff. You know, I feel like our politician people need to go to grade school and learn from kindergartners of how to relate to people. Okay, that's
correct. Right. We could do just as well, I think.
Yeah. Maybe a little better.
Maybe better.
Hang in there, things will get better.
They'll get to the reason why I'm having the pressure and all that.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And some of these things that are going on with your body as well, and is spiritual growth and some changes that way. But keep working with your doctors, okay?
Yeah,
I do feel like a resolution will come in October, okay?
Hey, just keep me on your prayer list, please, and send me
always.
Some energy. Yeah. All right, I thank you so much, Mike, and I wish you all the best, too. And I'll keep listening. Thank you.
Okay,
bye-bye.
All right. Allison, hi.
Hello.
How can I help you?
What do you see for work, changes at work?
Okay. I'm having a hard time hearing you. It sounds like you're in a tunnel or something. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. Well, I think sometimes Skype calls and things like that can have that tunnel feel.
Body,
okay.
Yeah.
Now, what was your question again? I'm sorry.
About finding new employment, in my career.
Okay. I definitely see a change. I would say by the 1st of October, there's a change. Do you have an application out there or something? Because I see a change, like, really fast. It could be even sooner than what I'm saying. Because immediately I saw like, you walking through another door, like, really quick here, like an employment door. Because I saw, like, an office or something like that would represent, like, an office kind of setting to me. And I saw you walking through a different door. And it's sort of like you went from black and white to color. You know, it's sort of it was sort of that Wizard of Oz kind of moment. You know, does that sort of feel like you feel like that right now? It feels like you're in black and white and just going through the motion. Yeah. And so you need some color in your life in your life. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Because that's what my spirit guides keep showing me that scene from the Wizard of Oz. You know, when that house lands and then everything turns to color. And when I was a kid, that was the most amazing thing that I saw, you know, because, you know, for that time, that was a great movie. But that's how your life is about to go, from black to white, from dull to colorful. And amazing things are about to happen for you. So I feel like October, November, December are definitely months of movement, a lot of change. Are you in a relationship?
Oh, no, not even a fraction, no.
Oh, okay. But I feel like a relationship might, you know, and sometimes when we talk about relationship, we think romantic stuff, but I see relationship like as friendships and things like that as well. And I feel like that somebody is coming. The one thing I will tell you is a lifelong friend is coming into your path, I would say by the end of the year. Now, is that romantic? I doubt it. So that's what I wanted to be clear on. But I feel like that this is going to be somebody that you really lean on, somebody that you can really relate to, somebody really spiritual. But I don't see it being romantic. That doesn't mean that it can't turn into that. But right now, all I'm seeing is a friendship coming out of it. And everything starts there anyhow. And so just be open to that, okay? Because I definitely see somebody coming into your path, almost like a mentor. Looks like a mentor kind of person that's coming into play here. So, but I do appreciate you calling in, and hopefully that's helped.
When do you see a move? Just before you go, as part of the change that I'm trying to initiate. Yeah.
Yeah, I would see a move towards maybe the end of the year here. Looks like maybe late November, early December, possibly. But I definitely see you in a different place by the first of the year, you know, around that time.
Okay.
I was gonna talk to you about that, but yeah.
Okay.
Appreciate you asking that question. So hopefully that's helped.
And I appreciate your story, sharing your story a little bit earlier. Very touching. I understand.
Perfect. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
You know, the one thing that you know, I started thinking about is, you know, especially in this field, a lot of psychics, a lot of mediums deal with depression. And I was wondering why. I sit in my room one day and when I was in the hospital, and I asked her, I was like, why do we go through this? What are you trying to teach us? What are you trying to show us? And I don't have the answer yet. You thought I had the answer, right? I don't have the answer yet. But I know that there's a reason for everything that happens. And so if you deal with depression, if you deal with that kind of stuff, you know, just know that there's light at the end of the tunnel. You know, on September 8th, I didn't see the light at the end of the tunnel. I was in a very dark space. And it happened like, you turn on a light bulb, it happened that fast. It was just like, bam. But was it? Because I believe it was building up. And I believe that what Spirit is trying to do right now is to get all of this junk out of me and putting people on my path that I'm going to talk to work this out. Because that's the only way to get stuff out of us. Okay, please listen to what Spirit wants to say. If we stay isolated, then what are we staying isolated with? Ourselves. And a lot of times, a lot of us are our worst enemies. What I mean by that is we get into a place of depression, and then we just wallow in our pain, and that's okay. I'm not getting on to anybody, because if you want to do that, that's okay, because I did it. So it's okay. You just got to just come out of there. You just got to say, okay, I don't want to feel this way anymore. And that's what I did. You know, on the 8th, I just said, you know, I don't want to feel this way anymore. I need help. I need to talk to somebody. I need some medication. I need something to help. All right. That's what we got to do sometimes. We just got to reach out and we got to say, hey, I need help. All right. All right. Let's talk to Amber. Amber, I appreciate you calling in. Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How can I help you?
Okay. I had a question about my relationship with my boyfriend. We've been kind of at a standstill for a while. So I want to know if there's any energy that's going to shift into the positive, if there's going to be movement, just what you see about that.
Okay. Could I have just his first initial, please?
N.
Okay, thank you. All right. I'm going to be quiet for just a second, okay? I want to be sure I got the right information here. All right. So, all right. Man, all right. I'm going to have to go with Spirit, okay? And I don't think you're going to like what I have to say, so I would brace myself a little bit. I wish I could tell you something different than what I'm about to say, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I don't see any movement here. I'm really sorry. I've looked 3 times, and I don't see communication at all, and I'm really sorry. I wish I could tell you something different. Do you feel that? I mean, I think you knew
we don't
that.
Talk at all.
Yeah, it's like a dead end. I mean, it's mm-hmm. like, you know, it's like you guys were going down a road and then all of a sudden it just ended.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't even know why. You know, you don't.
Right.
You don't know why. And I've been on that end of a relationship where you don't know why. You know, they never explain what happened. You know. And as humans, we want answers. You know, we want to know what, you know, what happened here. You know, is it me? And that, you know, we go inward and blame ourselves. Don't do that with yourself, because I don't see, you know, sometimes things just end. And that's what we have to realize in life. Sometimes things just end, and there's no reason. It's just the way they are. So don't get down on yourself, because I feel like that you really have beat yourself up thinking, okay, did I do something wrong? Da, 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 you know, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So don't do that to yourself. I just feel like this relationship just has ended. I keep looking at it, and all I see is a dead end sign, and I'm really sorry. But I will tell you that when you start moving forward past this,
mm-hmm.
whenever that is for you, I do feel like that somebody else will be in your path, and I would say about February, somebody else walking in here. You need to take some months to heal, you know, from this. Really look at yourself, and you know, and just move past this, let it go, because I don't see any movement here, and I'm really sorry. Okay.
All right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Bye bye. Yeah. You know, I wish I could have said something different there. All right, Connie, you're on air with me. Hi.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
I am good. How can I help you today?
Glad to see that you're back.
Thank you.
I just wanted, I guess, a pulse check.
Okay, I didn't hear your question.
Just a pulse, just a any message that you have for me.
Oh,
right.
Okay.
Now.
Okay.
Okay. You see going on.
Okay. Okay. Well, why would they be focusing on your health? Have you been feeling okay? Why would they focus on that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm feeling fine.
Okay, they're focusing on your health. I'm not. Let's just stay with spirit for a minute and let's see what's going on, okay? Because they're focusing on you. Maybe they're trying to show me your energy fields. Let me see what they're trying to show me, okay?
Okay.
Okay. All right. Okay. Yeah, they're showing me your chakras. Hold on. Let me run your chakras really quick here. Okay. Your solar plexus, where we hold emotions. Have you been dealing with some emotional issue, major loss in the last year? Because I keep seeing a loss.
I lost my job like almost a year ago.
Okay, all right. Because that could be what they're trying to show me. Because that's really affected you. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. That they would be focused on that. Now, I feel like another job opening up here pretty quick. Are you got applications and stuff out? Because I see a job opening up.
Yeah, I have applications out, but I just haven't heard anything from anyone yet.
Right, yeah. You should hear something by the end of the month. You should be working by about mid-October. I don't know what's about mid-October. I've been saying that to a lot of people, so it must be a week when things are going to be moving. So October must be a movement month. But definitely see work for you by October. The one thing that the spirit wants you to do is to be open to challenges. I feel like that this job that you're going to go into is going to have some challenges, but nothing that you can't handle. You know, a lot of times spirit wants to stretch us. You know what I'm saying? Wants us to go mm-hmm. into different areas. Because as humans, we get very easily stuck in ruts. You know, we get into these jobs and, you know, I was in janitorial work for like 30 some years. You know,
mm-hmm.
and so we just get stuck in a rut. You know, we think that that's all we can do. And so just be open to expanding, not just in your job, but as your spiritual growth as well. Because I really feel like that spirit's in a place right now. As you go into October, I feel like October is going to be that stretching month for you, where spirit's really going to start pulling on you and stretching you out a little bit. Does that make sense to you?
Is that a good thing?
Yeah, it's going to be a good thing. Yeah.
Okay.
Spirit's going to start opening you up to brand new opportunities, brand new people. Just a lot of stuff going to happen in October. Really good stuff, not bad stuff, I promise. So you've already been through enough bad stuff. We got to get some good stuff going, right? So definitely see that. So I appreciate you calling in, all right?
Also, do you see anything about, what do they say about my psychic development?
I think that's what Spirit meant when they were talking about stretching you. That's really going to start popping in October for you. Keep doing exercises. The one thing that I would do, and I do this every once in a while just to test things, you can go online and actually do like psychic tests. They show like little cards and stuff, and you try to guess. It's like you got to use your muscle. If you don't use your muscle, then it goes weak. And
right.
So just practice, keep doing that, and definitely going to take off. I see you actually doing what I'm doing right now down the line. So I would just keep working with that. Do you see shadows sometimes?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Because I saw a lot of shadows around you. Those are just spirits, of course, not going to hurt you. You're also a medium. I don't know if you know that, but that's what those shadows are.
I've been told a couple of times.
Yeah. When you feel comfortable, you know, just start talking to them and working with them and see what happens, okay? Just say hi and see what happens, all right?
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. All right. I think we're going to go ahead and close off for tonight. I'm getting a little tired. But I do appreciate you listening today, and you have been listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. I want to tell you, we had a special going, and I'm going to let it run through this weekend, and then on Monday we'll go back to our regular prices. So if you would like to get a reading with me, you can go to www.insightswithmichael.com. And right now you can get a 30-minute reading with me for $30 or a 60-minute reading with me for $60. Those prices are going to go up Monday, okay? So midnight on Sunday, those prices will go away. So set up a reading with me. Now, you don't have to do it. You don't have to do your reading today. What you can do is you can go book it whenever you want it. Just get in with those sell prices, okay? Because money's tight for all of us. Okay, I understand that. That's why I try to keep my prices as affordable as I can. You know, it's okay if you want to charge $200 for a 30-minute reading or whatever like that. That's okay. That's just not me. Because I want to try to be able to help everybody. And so that's what I try to keep my prices at. I'm not in it to be rich. I'm in it to help you. So 30-minute reading, $30. Can't beat it. All right. Those prices will go up come Monday. So, do what you can. All right. Just to let you know. Let's just be quiet for a second because I just felt something. We're going to be quiet for just a second. In that dark moment that I talked about earlier, I just was like surrounded by dark. And if you've never ever been there, you're not going to know what I was talking about. But if you've ever been there, you know what that feels like. And I know what it feels like, and it's not good. And I don't want to ever feel that way again. And that's why I reached out, why I said, hey, I need help. You know, as a guy, a lot of times as a guy, and now I'm going to talk to the guys that listen to this program. As a guy, sometimes we think that we can handle everything on our own. We can't. And that's what I realized, is that for years, this was building up. This wasn't just bam, bam. This has been building up. And a lot of times we put off and we say, oh, I'll do that tomorrow. I know that I need to talk to somebody, but I'll do it tomorrow. And then tomorrow comes and we have a good day and we forget about that dark moment. Because what we're seeing is that good moment. And for years, this has been building up, building up. Building up, building up. And I always said, I'll deal with it tomorrow. I'll deal with it later. It'll be okay. I've been through rough patches before. I'll get through it by myself. Did you hear the word by myself? One thing that Spirit taught me in these 2 weeks is that we need to stop being by ourselves. We need to realize that there are people that care about us and that loves us. On the 8th, I had a friend that was with me when I just collapsed, actually. We were at a mall in Springfield, and I have what you would call a panic attack, and I needed to get out of there. And I was outside the mall, and I just started just crying and shaking. And I knew what was in my mind, and I knew that I probably wouldn't see my best buddy anymore. And I thought, man, that's going to be the last time I see him. So that's where I was. And I shook his hand, and in a lot of ways it was goodbye to me. And then I went over to the vehicle and was getting ready to leave with some other friends, and he comes running over and says, "Don't do it." And those words actually saved my life. And so, you know, that's what we don't never know how we're going to impact people. You know, so just impact the world in a better way. We got enough negativity in our world. We need to be more positive. There'd be a lot of people that would tell me right now, "Michael, you shouldn't be sharing what you're sharing," but why not? I'm not ashamed of who I am and what I deal with. Because in being open and honest about what we're going through, I think it helps people. So if you're going through something, be open and honest about it. And if you need help, reach out to me, because I understand that dark moment. I understand. And that's why Spirit, you know, I sit on my bed that day and I asked Spirit, I said, "Okay, why am I going through this? What are you trying to show me?" And what Spirit said is that, you know, a lot of us fight this, but nobody's talking about it. Nobody's sharing about it. Nobody's reaching out and saying, "Hey, I've been there. I understand. I love you. I want you to be here on planet Earth with me." This is Suicide Prevention Month. Spirit stepped in and prevented something awful happening. And I am so grateful. We have to realize that we are together. We are all one. And when one hurts, we all hurt. When one's happy, we're all happy. And I want to be happy. I'm better, actually. I see the light at the end of the tunnel. I'm not depressed right now. Are there going to be moments that come? Absolutely. But now I have things in me that can help me think better, that can help a little bit. And I'm actually going to see somebody and talk things out. And that's what we have to do. We have to talk stuff out. We can't bottle stuff up. If you bottle stuff up, guys, you're going to hit a brick wall someday. It might not be today. It might not be tomorrow. But I will tell you personally, from a personal level, if you keep bottling stuff up, sooner or later, you're going to hit a brick wall. And I don't want you to hit that, because I know how it feels. And it don't feel good. It don't feel good at all to hit that brick wall. And tonight, if you're in a place that you need help, here's my email address. youareawakening@gmail.com. If you need somebody to talk to, just talk to somebody. Send me an email. Put your phone number in there. I'll call you. That's not a reading. That's just me reaching out to you. You know, there's a difference. That's what I want you to know. If you need me and you're having a bad day and you just need somebody to talk to, don't hesitate to talk to me. That's not a reading. That's just love. That's just love. And we got to embrace each other, and we got to realize that it is time for us to love one another. But it starts with us loving us. On September 8th, when I was in my darkest moment, I had people reach out to me and said, "Michael, don't do that." And I loved myself enough to say, okay, to say, "I need help." I reached out enough to say, "Hey, I love me enough to move on." And in that moment, when I started getting better, I saw all of you. And it was very interesting. I want to share a vision with you of what happened. Sitting in the hostel, and it was this week, and it was about, I would say about Wednesday. And I was sitting in my room, and all of a sudden, I saw, to begin with, I just saw all these people around, and then they were all holding hands, and they were forming a circle around me. And it was like I was in the middle of the circle, and they were all holding hands and putting a protection around me. Do you know who those people were? You. Because I started feeling that tingly feel. I hadn't felt that for a week, that connection. And now it's a scary place for me. Because I've always have felt tingly stuff. For a while, I didn't feel that. There were... So, those were dogs. Angel wanted to say hi. So, plus I think a spirit just walked by the door, and I think that's what she saw. So sorry about that. Now I got off track. But you know, I saw you all around me, surrounding me with love, and I appreciate that so much. All right, we're going to go ahead and take one more call. And this is my last call of the night, and it's Sonia. Hi. Hello.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on air.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
I'm good. How can I help you?
Yeah, I might have spoken to you maybe about a month and a half ago.
Okay.
About my job.
Uh-huh.
And because what it is, we do, we were a company that takes care of another for a telecommunications company. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I remember being.
Right. Well, it seems that there has been a turn of events. We're not leaving at the moment. It looks like there's going to be more work. The company still needs us because they're doing transferring everything over and when it's systems and all those things take time. So my boss is working on, the contract for the new fiscal year, and we had a meeting.
Right.
So it's just me, another guy full-time, and there's another guy we use him on a part-time basis as needed.
Uh-huh.
But it did leave one of my coworkers. She was part-time, I guess not pulling her weight. I'm not sure what issue she had with the boss, but they let her go.
Right.
But it looks like, I don't know if it would be maybe till September they're going to need us for next year. I just wanted to see what you were picking up, and as far as that.
Yeah, I feel like you're going to be there for at least a year. So that's a good thing, I guess. I can't see really past that, but I would say at least a year. That doesn't mean that's going to end. It just is as far as I can see at the moment.
Because we'll have to find another job, unless something else happens.
Right, yeah. And I do feel like that things will pick up a little bit, but I would say at least a year there, and then something else will pop up in your path. It could be, some more work coming in or something like that. But I would at least say about a year so far with this job. And that's as far as I can see right now. That doesn't mean it's going to end, but it just means...
Right.
Go ahead.
Do you think they'll be extending the contract? I mean, they'll be renewing it.
Yes. That was a yes. Yeah. I do see them renewing the contract. Yes. Okay?
Right. Okay.
Right.
Thank you.
All right. Hopefully that helps. All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Okay. I got caught off guard. I heard this noise behind me, and I forgot the other dog was doing something. I thought, okay. I didn't know what was that. What was going on? All right. So you got to love live radio, right? So we're going to go ahead and say goodbye to you. And I appreciate you guys. Thank you for listening. Again, if you'd like to get a reading, set them up, www.insightswithmichael.com. So go over there and book your reading. Save you some money right now. Those prices will go up on Monday, like I said. My email address is youareawakening@gmail.com. You can contact me at any time through there. Sometimes my assistant will get with you and send you stuff. A lot of times I read those emails myself. So just contact me. Thanks again for your prayers during a really rough period of my life. Continue to pray for me as I pray for you, because we're all in this together. Again, it's together. You know, I always say that. We always end. Is you be you, I'll be me, and we'll get there. How? Together. You know, it would really sound funny if I said, okay, you be you, I'll be me, and I'll get there by myself. What would that happen? That would leave you out, right? And so what happens is when we are focused on I, what happens is we leave other people out, right? So it's you be you, I'll be me, and together we'll get there, all right? Thank you so much for listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. Our future looks good, bright, and ahead. Just one moment at a time. One moment at a time. You know, it's just those 1 second. Do you feel that? Just that 1 second. One moment. Another second. Another second. Another moment. And if we can just get in one moment, not worry about the old moments, not worry about the future moments, but this moment. We can do that through meditation. We can do that through quieting our minds one moment at a time, one step at a time. And that's all I can do right now is one moment at a time. And that's all you can really do, too, is one moment at a time. So I love you, and thank you for listening. And let's go ahead and close out with this song. Will we be on air tomorrow? Good chance. Pay attention. Right now, I would say possibly on tomorrow about 10 a.m., but I'm not sure about that. But right now, we would say 10. All right. So, all right. Talk to you guys later. Have a good weekend if I don't talk to you tomorrow. All right. Bye, bye, bye.
Existence. So, yeah.
I love you. Bye-bye.